Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Keisha Knight Pulliam has grown up on TV, playing characters on shows like The Cosby Show to Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
They know Rudy. They know Miranda. I've been in the business literally for 36 years.
Keisha's an actress, philanthropist, foodie, and now host of her own podcast.
This is an opportunity for you, my friends, my fans, to get to know me, just Keisha.
This is Candidly Keisha.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Okay, it is Friday. I need you here all the time.
Look, I can come here all the time.
I love this. So it's Friday again, and I hope you have all enjoyed your Thanksgiving and eaten all the ham, yams, like beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, all of that.
You name it.
I know I had my share. It was so amazing. Actually, you know, let me first introduce. I have, I don't even know, Kenya Crooks. Tell me your tagline again. This is hilarious. He is a trainer extraordinaire.
Thank you.
May have seen him on Honey Boo Boo. He is the one who helped Mama June go from not to hot.
Yeah.
And you've worked with friends of mine from Mo, and you've worked with
Candy.
A lot of different people. So tell me this tagline you just told me.
People always ask, what is Kenyafied?
Uh-huh.
And I describe it like this: small waist, big behind. Get yourself Kenyafied. And people always, they always say, so what else, you know, what else do you do? I said, I'm the sultan of cellulite. I'm the hate of love handles. That's what I do. So, I mean, for anybody out there, you already know what the deal is. This is what I do.
How did you get started in this?
Actually, it was on accident. Everything always seems to revolve around women.
Okay.
So, essentially, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do after football.
Okay.
So, I was in the gym one day, and this beautiful woman asked me, she was like, can you help me? Me being a gentleman.
Of course.
I was like, yeah, most definitely. So I helped her lose 30 pounds in 30 days. And that's how it got started.
So, okay, do you not eat? Like, how does this work?
Yeah, see, people have to eat. But my thing is I keep it simple.
Uh-huh.
You know, because, you know, kind of like what you were saying, over the holidays, people get a little crazy. So what I told my people all over the world, I said, look, this is what I need. Whatever you're going to eat, how many calories you're going to eat, I need for you to burn it that morning, even before you pull up at somebody's house or somebody's table. Yeah.
Yeah, you just go down the treadmill, you work out. I've done that before.
Yeah.
I didn't do that this year, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, you did?
No, I'm burning calories breastfeeding. Like, that's what I do.
Look, did you have your Fitbit on while you were breastfeeding?
No. I just feed. My child is a champ.
Love it.
She eats like nobody's business, so we're good. No, but I am going to get back to, like, for real, I've started, you know, just getting more active, because I'm one of those people, like, I don't necessarily enjoy working out.
Okay.
I am very active. Like, I like doing active things. Like, I like sports. I like, you know, whether it's from...
What's your sport?
I do it all. Like,
do you play
me
tennis?
And my brothers, I do. Me and my brothers, like, go do, like, flag football in the park. I was a tomboy growing up, so... Any of that comes from basketball outside to I just like doing things that are fun and active versus like, okay, do this many squats and this many of this.
And you still can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to make it what it is for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make it fun because it's different for everybody. You know, I can go to the gym. I can throw on some music and just go at it. Like I done, you know, broke up with somebody.
Hilarious.
But you just have to find what's fun for you and just do it. At least for 45 minutes to an hour, and it's still the same thing.
Got it
doesn't have to be boring and monotonous.
So I didn't know you played football. Where did you play?
College ball at Clemson University, home of the national champions, Clemson Tigers, who will win it again this year.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay.
What position?
Receiver.
You were a receiver?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A few pounds ago. Look, I would have been a defensive lineman had I been weighing the same. But yeah, I played receiver.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So let's see. So can so it, we were, right before we started, James had asked me, he's like, well, so how do you do that? Like, how do you get the waist small and the booty big?
You know, there's an art to it. Mm-hmm. There's an art to it. Because it's kind of like with me, I have a track background too because I ran track also. Okay. So it's kind of like, I know what it is to get that particular body. Everybody wants a track body. Mm. You know, people think that it's just what you see on TV, but there's an art to it. So the small waist comes from really just focusing on leaning the pooch out and the love handles. You know, you might have some overflow going on.
A little extra love handles.
You know, a little overflow. And then you just focus on just working that area, those areas. And then basically to add the thickness to the booty, you just lift heavier. And then what you do is, you know, when you lift heavy, it thickens everything out.
See, I can't do a big booty because I'm too short for that. I'll look like a little person. So, and nothing against them. Like, they have amazing booties. I'm just saying because, you know, people get real sensitive. But for me, because I'm so petite, it just bulk doesn't look good on me, in my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Right. But you can always lean that out, too.
Yes.
Yeah, there's certain degrees to this madness.
Yeah, because running around Atlanta, this is epidemic. I mean,
the peach booty.
Oh, Lord.
High ram.
There are a lot of booties running around here.
Yeah, a lot of booties. Just cross my face.
Just lots of booties.
Lots of booties.
Hilarious. So I want to talk real quick.
Sure.
For those, of course, we know what you do. Please tell people where they can find you. I'll give you the opportunity again at the end.
Cool. Well, if you want to look for me on Instagram, I'm at the, T-H-E, Kenya Crooks. You can find me on Facebook, Kenya Crooks page. Two, you can find me on Snapchat, The Kenya Crooks. I'm everywhere.
Let me tell you what I love about Kenya, though. What I love is this is actually like our first time, like ever sitting down, talking, the whole thing. And I was familiar with you through working out with friends who I knew. But, and if you listen to Candidly Keisha, you've heard him on the show before where he called in and donated and supported Camp Kizzy. And I just want to tell you that I'm so grateful and appreciative of just you reaching out of nowhere to support the nonprofit, because that's such my heart and such my baby. And that to me speaks volumes about who you are as a person.
Well, I've been following you forever, and you've always been like my favorite, like for real. And I've always loved, you know, what you've stood for throughout time, and I love being a part of you. Even if it's just a small piece, I love being a part of your brand and helping you do what you do, because you do so many amazing things for the youth here in Atlanta. And I want to just—
And so do you. You have you did your it was like the workout fit.
Yeah.
Tell me so I'm not messing.
No, you right good. Now. We do a lot of things. We have workout weekends here where we work out. I bring in all of my bricks from all over America. And we've had everybody come and perform from Q Parker from 112 to Lil G of Silk. Candy has come by. Monique. But she would have been. Rodney Perry.
You manifesting it.
It's coming. Rodney Perry. See, okay. I was close. Rodney Perry has performed for us. Mo has come by. We've had a lot of people, and we blessed a lot of people, and then we give away free hairdos. I own a hair salon too.
Yeah, you got a lot of businesses.
I'm trying.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm trying to be your one stop shop for sexy, baby.
Don't you have something coming up?
Yeah, and thank you for being a part of that too.
Yes.
We're doing makeovers. I'm going to pick 3 to 4 women, and essentially, and Keisha's going to be a judge.
I'm going to be a judge.
She's going to be an online judge, people. Mm. So we're going to have her be a judge, and basically, what I need for you to do is do a video.
Okay, wait. You have to stop. Can you hear that, James?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, am I tapping?
Yes, you tapping.
Oh,
it's okay.
Stop,
it's
okay. Kenya.
You're just passionate.
Bad Kenya.
I love it.
I'm like Carl Thomas. I'm emotional.
It's okay. We still love you.
Tell me what's the use in holding on. I was about to have a moment. But anyway, email me at kenyacrooks@gmail.com. Send a video explaining why a makeover would mean so much to you. And basically what we're going to do, and we fly people in from all over the country to fly you on in. Well, after we work you out online or work you out in person, We give you a makeover.
Nice.
We give you a brand new identity.
I love it.
You know, we get your sexy back for you, if you lost it.
Because when you look good, you feel good.
Yeah.
And that's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
And it's not about, you know, and I think it's so often because people feel like it's about fitting in some specific mold or being a certain size. Or it's not that. It's being your best version of you.
Yeah.
And when you are that, you know, it exudes from the inside out.
Yes.
And it also overflows in every area of your life.
It really does. And the one thing that I've learned is, especially training women all these years, a lot of women have tied in their vanity into, tied in their self-esteem into what they see in the mirror.
Right.
So their vanity is tied into their self-esteem. So if we can get you looking and feeling good, because you know how it is when you're feeling good.
Absolutely.
You got your heels on. You know, your bath's a little bit different versus I am not feeling myself. You know what I mean? And so the online workout program that we have is phenomenal. And a lot of people start off saying, well, I can't do online because I'm not used to this, that, and the other.
I'm not motivated.
And see, this is the thing. The one thing I always explain is this. What you used to won't get you your breakthrough. So if it ain't working, sometimes you just got to find what's working for you and find people that's blessed in the area where you're a little bit deficient and you'll be all right.
You know the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing.
And expecting a different result.
Come on, church.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I was about to ask you something and I completely. What do you say? I know what I was going to say because you definitely, I mean, I know you work with people of all ethnicities, but you do work with a lot of African-American women. And I love that because I feel like we're the demographic who really needs it.
Yeah.
And we're the demographic who has every excuse from our hair to our this to our that not to. So what do you tell your women who are working out with you when they give you the hair excuse?
You know, and this is the funny thing. That was one of the reasons why I came up with a hair salon was because I got tired of the excuses. So I will just break you off something, kill you, have you die. I make sure if your spirit is flying above your head, I'll grab it, stuff it back in your body, and then send you straight to my hair salon because I wanted to take the excuse out of it. But one of the things I always hit people back with whenever they use the hair excuse. Uh-huh. I'm like, there has never been a time in my life where I've looked at a woman and said, you know what? The way them finger waves look, it just do something to me. Because one of the things, it's always the hair excuse. It's always the nails. I'm like, I have never looked at a woman and said, you know, the way that acrylic is just shining off your hands. Do something to me. Nah, baby, it's your body.
What I tell people, I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, if they're not even going to be looking at your hair if the rest is all cray cray. So.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you can have nice feet.
And the thing is, you can have curves. Everyone's body type is different.
Yeah.
So it's not about being a stick figure.
No.
It's about being your best version of you and your frame and your body.
And that's what I try to get people to. I call it finding your her. That's the better version of yourself. I'm like, you just have to consistently chase after your her because your current condition is different than your permanent position.
Okay.
So what you have to do is bridge the gap between your now and your wow.
I feel like I need to start like.
Come on, shoot. I'm about to get my love Jones on. I'm saying.
Well, listen, we're going to take a really quick break. Cool. And when we come back, I want to talk about what you have going on.
Okay.
I do want to talk about Honey Boo Boo, how you even got. Because like people know, people always joke with me because I have the most eclectic interest in television shows. But this is Kinsley Keish, and we will be right back more with Kenya Crook. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Candidly Keisha.
Honey Baby Naturals is an award-winning premium honey-derived hair and skincare line and was created for mothers still searching for a brand that is safe and effective for the entire family. Created in October 2015, Honey Baby Naturals has created a lot of buzz in the multicultural and natural hair markets due to its hydrating and nourishing ingredients, winning 2016 NaturallyCurly.com Editor's Choice Award for Best Shampoo, Best Conditioner, Best Kids Line, Best Emerging Brand, and 2017 Editor's Choice Awards for Best Kids Line. Created by a former chemical engineer, this mompreneur of three created Honey Baby Naturals, which is the first Latina-owned natural hair and skincare line in major retailers. Visit honeybabynaturals.com for your bottle of Honey Baby Naturals and visit the store locator for retailers near you. Our honey and natural ingredients hydrate, heal, and protect the hair, making ideal for all hair types and textures. You know what? I can definitely say this about Honey Baby Naturals. I have tried it on little Ella's hair, and I really, really like it. The conditioner was awesome. It had her little curls popping, and it has an amazing, amazing smell. So I must say, Honey Baby Naturals is the bee's knees. Welcome back to Candidly Keisha, more with Kenya Crooks. And I've also got Tracy in studio. She's sitting back here having all these questions. I was like, well, you're going to have to get on the mic because we are going to talk about this.
Yes.
Well, okay, let me tell you, I had on the DVR, I recorded Honey Boo Boo from Not to Hot.
Sweet.
And how did you get started with that?
Okay, first of all, it started with a phone call. And I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm like the audiobook guy.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm always trying to learn something. I'm trying to get ahead. So I get a phone call, and it's Gina, the manager. And she's like, hey, I have somebody I need for you to work with. And I was like, okay, who is it? And again, I don't watch TV like that. She was like, Mama June. And she said, Mama June. So I'm like, Mama June. I'm like, no, my mama Frankie. My mama name ain't June. I'm sorry, you got the wrong one today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Who is that? Do you know Honey Boo Boo? Heard of Honey Boo Boo. She was like, I really need for you to work with her because she's stuck. And I'm like, you know what? Anybody who's stuck, let's go. But this is the funny thing. I never watched the show, like,
so you did not know what you were getting yourself into.
Right, and I made sure I didn't watch the show either because I didn't want to have any preconceived notions.
I like that.
Yeah, so I'm like whatever I run into, whatever I deal with, I'm going to deal with. I'm not going to watch the show to try to figure out what's her personality, this, that, and the other, or with the family. Yeah, but the funny thing is after the show was over, they had something. They had did like a marathon of the old Honey Boo Boo shows.
And you watched it?
And I watched it. And I was like, Jesus. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
The Sketty? Did you see the Sketty?
Yeah. And see, this is the funny thing. So after I finished working with her the first time, come back, my honey says, she says, so how was it? I was like, you know, I'm from Seneca, South Carolina. So it's kind of like home. I'm like, she reminds me of people from my hometown.
Uh-huh.
So we were in love. Yeah, which was kind of odd. When you,
no,
yeah.
I mean, she seems like a cool person. Like, I'm not saying
awesome.
She seems like a really cool person. But I was just saying, in terms of, you had a lot of challenges with the eating habits and the like unlearning behavior that was so ingrained.
Now, that right there, yeah, that was a little bit different because they love pizza and they love pizza and nobody cooked.
Nobody.
Cooking was like a foreign language. You don't
microwave.
They'll call that thing in. Hello, let me have a large pepperoni and sausage pizza. That was how it was. So whenever I started talking about turkey burgers, and you know, first time I said, you know what? First thing we gonna do is get you to do more kale. And she was like, oh, kale, no. I'm like, that was good, but
that was funny.
Yeah, you gonna do it. Like, seriously. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what that was. But it was an awesome experience. And the whole family is awesome. And just killing them is beautiful. Oh. Yeah.
What did you learn most through that experience?
What did I learn the most? Everybody is pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what color you are. Everybody is pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. No matter if you're country, from the city, from up north, from down south to the West Coast, everybody's pretty much the same. Everybody has the same basic fundamental needs. Everybody needs to feel loved. Everybody mm-hmm. needs to feel appreciated. For better or worse, people always feel like they have something to prove mm-hmm. to other people at times. But it's about finding your truth mm-hmm. and understanding that, yes, you are enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest takeaway I took from the experience.
So you're gonna work with Honey Boo Boo too?
Yeah, at some point. God bless us. Now, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
That's my girl. If something ever happens to any of the family members,
her name is Alana, right?
Yeah.
Alana.
If anybody ever happens to Sugar Bear or happens to June, I'm going to adopt that baby. I love that baby.
Aww.
Now she cuss.
she
will just let the mouth go, and I'll be like, hey, what? Then she kind of like check it. But she's a sweet girl. Yeah. Absolutely love her.
Because I feel like, you know, Tracy, what is your question?
I was going to ask, how long did it take? You know, how much time did you spend with Mama June? Because she really looked good.
Yeah. We would go at it 3 to 4 times a week. And this is the cool thing, too. The phone was very instrumental in the weight loss. Because if I couldn't make it or she was somewhere else, we would get on Facebook Messenger and do a workout.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So no matter where you are. In this day and age, technology takes away the excuse. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then when we, you know, when we started working, she was working. Now, disclaimer. Disclaimer. Now, this was the only drawback. It was kind of a beast getting her started. But once you got her started, she was good. I can show up like at 9, 10 o'clock. Thinking she ready. Where your mom? She still in the bed. Oh. Then we had to fight through the excuses. Well, I'm not feeling too good. Well, I am. I'm feeling real good. And if you have to take a little bit to get yourself together, I'll be downstairs watching TV for a half second. But I'm going to come back in 15 minutes just to make sure you getting dressed. I'll be the black man in the house. Downstairs. I'll be back up in a minute. Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So is she still keeping the weight off? And, you know, because at the end of the day, it's about maintaining the lifestyle.
Yeah, she's doing awesome. We don't get to see each other as much now, but she's doing awesome. She's still doing everything that I taught her to do. And that's the beautiful thing about weight loss also. If you are a person who's training anybody, you will be doing a disservice always trying to lock somebody in. The whole thing is about teaching people how to live and then letting them live.
Right.
Yeah, versus, okay, I got to babysit you for the rest of my life. That's a hard life.
That's a hard life.
Yeah, I give you the tools, boom, you good.
So what is an easy tip that you would give? Let's start with the food space, and then we'll go to, like, a workout. So for someone who's listening, is, you know, getting back into it, what is a food tip or that you would give them, like, okay, if you add this or if you cut this, you can see a dramatic difference?
Oh, that's easy. Let me give you something.
Especially in the waist area.
Let me give you something good.
Okay.
If you want to be a 170-pound woman, you can't eat like a 260-pound man.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So portion control is huge. So I like to call it the Mason-Dixon line.
Okay.
Of your plate. So your plate is round.
Yes.
Okay. And the whole thing is about reducing. So if your plate is round and you're used to eating the full plate, you will lose weight if you didn't do nothing else but just eat half of your plate every single time. So especially if you're used to doing like what we do in the South, filling your plate all the way to the end.
Yes.
All the way.
And it's
heavy. Yeah, about that high.
About 2 inches, 3 inches high.
That's what I'm saying. There's some depth to that thing. If you just reduce half of what you eat, you'll drop 5 to 10 pounds easy, quick.
Nice.
Yeah. And then start drinking more water. Mm-hmm. So, and what people don't understand is water is the number one fat flusher that there is.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, and it also keeps
good
you.
Thing
full.
I
Look
like
at
water.
You. Come on, Keish.
No. Shoot. And you know what? The other thing, the reason I asked about Alana too is because having a baby, what I know is they, like, my Ella is at the like mocking stage where she's doing any and everything I do. Like, if I go, Ma, calling my mom, she goes, Ma. If I, like, it doesn't matter, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, she's watching me.
Yes.
And because I always have a water bottle, like, water is probably my consistent beverage. I may have, like, a ginger ale or, like, apple juice or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But I always drink water.
That's awesome.
So she sees a water bottle, and she grabs it and is like.
But see, that's cool. You setting the tone.
Yes.
For the rest of her life.
Absolutely.
Because she'll always remember that.
And she's so funny. She won't drink, like, out of her sippy cup. Like, if I put water in it, she'll drink it. If I try to, like, sneak in breast milk, she's like, mommy. This, no.
Don't be trying to fool your kid. You're over there trying to fool your kid.
No, because I've been trying my best to, like, incorporate, like, bottles and start, you know, the process.
Right.
Like, she needs to start eating food.
Yeah.
She just can't eat. She's 10 months old, you can't sustain forever on booby snacks.
Yeah.
So I've tried to, and she's like, I want it from the original source. Don't give me a bottle with booby milk. I want my mama's booby right now. So I tried
she told you.
She's the boss. She is the boss. So I figured since she would drink like out of a water bottle or out of a sippy cup water, then let me try putting breast milk in there and see if we could at least transition. No, ma'am. Nope. She goes,
shoot, that was a hollow note, so I can't go for that. That's what she was like.
No, she's like, no, ma'am.
Can't do it.
No, ma'am.
Smart.
Okay, so I love that tip about just half your plate. You just take half your food.
Half.
So what is an easy workout? You know, people say, well, I don't have a gym membership, or I don't want to go outside, or I don't want to, there's always something. What would you say is something like as simple as sit-ups and push-ups, or what would you say?
I would say, again, kind of like what you were talking about earlier in terms of finding something you like to do. If you like to roller skate and you got kids and you know your kids like to go to the skating rink, throw your skates on and throw your Fitbit on and just enjoy yourself. Again, it doesn't have to be boring. So whatever you like doing, it's kind of like happiness. I always say, if you want to be happy, find out what makes you happy and do it all the time.
Right.
It's the same deal with weight loss. Find something you like to do and do it often. Do it 3 to 4 times a week, and you're good.
Do you know what I really like about you? And every time, like when I've seen you from afar, what I appreciate is that it's not just about the outward transformation. You really understand that there's an inward transformation that has to happen and create the synergy for it all to work.
Yeah, and that comes from working with women almost 20 years. Because when a woman gets heavier and gets bigger, it's not because she has a food issue. It's because she has a head issue. Mm-hmm. One of the first things I always ask is, who changed your mind about you?
Ooh.
Who changed you?
What are some of the answers that you've gotten to that?
A lot of times it's that ex-husband. A lot of times it's something. I even had a lady who said that she got raped so much that she ate to make herself unattractive. But when she finally got over the issue, then her body became her prison. And she became frustrated. Long story short, she ended up losing 100 pounds with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But one of the things that I always stress with the ladies is, and we have like hundreds of thousands all over the world, one of the things I always say is, all buckets full. I need for you to be successful in all areas of life, not just weight loss. I need for you to start you a business. Because, again, I can't have you fine and be broke. That's against the law in Crookville. We don't do that. So I need for you to be successful. I need for you to be happy. I need for you to find your purpose. And I need for you to start living your best life now, like right now. No excuses.
Got it.
Place all blame from your past on you, because that's how you get your power back. Because a lot of beautiful women are walking around without power, without peace, and without joy.
And the biggest thing that you said is that you relinquish your power.
Yeah.
So just how you relinquish it, it's in your hands to reclaim it.
Yeah, and that's what you do when you say it's my fault versus it's his fault. He did this to me. Because when you place blame on somebody else, A, you're looking for validation, you're looking for an apology. But when you say, you know what, I made a mistake, you take onus of your stuff and you're able to move without getting permission from the person who did you wrong.
How did you, because this is a unique perspective that a lot of people never get. So what would you credit to, is it a mom, a family member, or to kind of helping craft this perspective that has very much kind of shaped your life and career?
You know, it goes back to wanting the best for people. And I've always wanted the best for people. And even with business, your stuff won't grow until you learn how to love the people that you serve. So once I got that, and I'm like, okay, I'm talented in this, 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 and this. I understand this, this, and this. Then I put it together, and it's like, okay, this isn't about me. This is about you. I'm just going to be the tool that's going to help you become the better version of you.
Nice.
So I always invest in my people.
Got to.
Yeah.
And you can't pour from an empty cup. I always, always, always say that.
Yeah.
So what do you do to recharge on your downtime?
What do I do?
Yes.
I just like getting better. That's my thing. So anything that will get me better, I listen to a lot of things that I'm interested in that will grow me.
Audiobooks. She said that. You like audiobooks.
Anything that grows me, uh-huh. I'm good, because I learned a long time ago, I'm not happy unless I'm growing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not growing, I'm not happy.
Got it.
So as long as I'm making small incremental changes and I'm getting better, because if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. If you ain't growing,
or you're
dying.
The same either way.
Yeah.
I don't win.
So, right. So as long as I feel like I'm getting better, I am so good. It doesn't take a lot for me. And even, you know, when I vacation, I don't vacation because I'm always doing stuff work related. Or I'll
go
crazy.
Where do you like to go when you vacation?
I'm a Jamaica person. I'm a Bahamas person. See? And the cool thing is we have workout weekends there.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
He's like, I got you no matter where you are.
I'm saying, I got you. You can't say. He's like, when are you coming here? I'm like, shoot, I'll be there tomorrow. Hey, I call my person. I'm like, hey, make it happen. Set this up. Let's go.
That is so funny. Tracy, you have any more questions?
Okay, so when you're on vacation, like, what do you cut out? You do this workout thing. What do you cut out, or you just?
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah, what's the secret?
Okay. Y'all ready? Ready? Y'all make sure y'all sitting down when I say this, because I don't want y'all to pass out. Say it one more time.
Nothing.
I don't change that. And let me tell you what you do. Because if you are a drinker, say you like to drink. You want me to tell you what you do? Say you like to drink.
Well, I love to drink.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're on a cruise or you're on somebody's beach, you can drink all you want to. Look, I wouldn't, you know, look. Disclaimer. Make sure you drink water behind it, because it will flush out stuff quickly versus, you know, you just taking it to the head and things of that nature. So make sure you always follow whatever you're drinking with water, because it will flush it out quickly.
Okay, so how much water a day you're talking about drinking?
Me personally, I do about a gallon a day. And let me tell you how I do it, because and I suggested this to Wanda Braxton a long time ago, because she hates water.
Me too.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
What is it about water? Like, I love refreshing
water too.
And like.
Try fruit infused water. Throw some fruit and vegetables.
I do mint and berry. Like, if you do some mint and some blueberries and strawberries
and
water.
And some ginger. Okay.
Some ginger is really good.
What about seltzer water? No, okay.
As long as it's
did you hear that pause?
But can I ask you a question? Is it bad when it's not like the club soda that has the sodium in it, when it's just purely?
I just like it pure because it takes out all of the elements when it's like zero calories, zero sodium. It's like you're good. I mean, we filter out our water at home. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about everything that's added to the water, and you just drink it in its purest form. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drink some water, Tracy.
Fruit infused water. Throw some fruit. Throw some vegetables up in there. Throw some ginger up in there. Shoot, you'll love it. You'll end up drinking more water that way, which will make you fuller, which will reduce you in terms of your caloric intake.
Okay.
So if you don't eat as much, then guess what? You don't gain weight.
Okay. I just want to, you know, trim this waistline.
Let me give you something good. Leave bread and dairy alone.
Oh.
Boom! Hold on.
Damn.
I'll be over
here.
Yeah. It did something to you.
Jeez, the
bread. I'm sorry. Look, I got afraid.
I can do without the dairy, but the bread?
Yeah. Look.
What about wheat bread?
It doesn't matter.
How about no bread?
You sound like my mom. My mom is funny. Like, she'll be like, remember, so my, a friend came over and they were a vegetarian and she was like, or they were vegan. She's like, well, yeah, I just made this mac and cheese. Mommy, they can't eat mac and cheese. Or she's like, yeah, I'll just make them some fish.
See, I love you. I love your mother.
No.
Yes. You met your mama. But I love your mama already. I understand your mama.
Hilarious. But no, it's just what I, you know, what's really for me, I can't say that I've restricted my diet. Ella's restricted it. There's certain things that I can't eat because of how it affects her.
Right.
I can't do seafood of any kind. I can't do pork.
Okay.
I can do beef in limited quantities. So pretty much I can eat chicken.
Uh-huh.
But,
are you chickened out to death?
Oh, my God.
You just no more chicken.
I'm so chickened out.
You so chickened out.
I'm so chickened out that I'll do, like, vegetarian meals and be so excited just because I don't have chicken on my plate. But I can't drink. I didn't drink the whole time. You know, I was pregnant, and then since I've had her, I may have a cocktail. Because, you know, like, now I can have a cocktail here and there.
Yeah.
But not drinking
uh-huh.
has changed my world, like, in terms of.
How
like,
so?
It's just releasing weight. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I still need to, like, firm up and get back in the gym.
Uh-huh.
But in terms of dropping after having the baby, not drinking made it a lot easier.
Right. How much more would you like to lose?
Probably a good 10 to 15.
You know what? I'm going to help you lose 10 to 15 in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Really?
Really. Mm. Dropping jowls, breaking necks, that's what we going to do. Yes, that's what we going to do. Would you? Okay. Do you accept the challenge?
I accept the challenge.
Shoot, we going to get it then.
I accept the challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, what I just signed
up
for?
Hey, that's
know.
What I'm talking about.
I don't even know.
We're about to get it in,
I think
people.
I just got set up real quick on my own show.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I just got set up.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
But I'm not mad at it because I know I need to. Like, I enjoy and like the way I feel when I'm active and, mm-hmm. you know, the whole thing. But, I mean, I'm just grateful that, you know, the weight definitely fell off after pregnancy.
Yeah,
but
you
now,
look awesome.
Thank you.
You really do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So now it's like fine-tuning that thing.
Yeah, we're about to get you Kenyafied. Small ways, big behind. Get yourself Kenyafied. I'm saying that's what we're about to get Keisha. Y'all yeah, play with look, this is not a game, people.
Look, my booty did fall off after the baby.
Well, look,
it went to my boobies.
It's all good. Right. Look, we're going to have her booty up right. so high, they're going to think she the please. Hunchback, like for real. Right. That thing going to be up on her neck.
They're going to
be like, that thing so high.
Please
be like, it's on her neck, Jesus.
Please don't put my booty on my neck.
It's going to be high.
I like my booty to stay on my back. Please.
Okay, well, we'll have like a certain elevation level.
Hilarious. But I just want to say thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
A lot of fun. And so, listen, where again can people go to contact you, get Kenyafied, small waist, big behind. Yes, all
look,
of that.
She going to be singing that the rest of the small waist, big behind. Get yourself. Say it. You can go. Look, you can find me on Facebook, Kenya Crooks, page 2. You can go to the site, KenyaCrooksNetwork.com. You can find me any and everywhere. Just hit Google, and I promise you a couple of pages will show up.
Hilarious. Well, this is Candidly Keisha. We will be right back next Friday, same place, same time. And I hope you have an amazing weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.